Pakistan's Christians are on high alert. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In a moment, we'll explain what's happening in the region. We'll also explore the difference that $20 can make in God's economy. But first, I talked to Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International recently about the threat of violence against Christians in Pakistan and the opportunities it can create. And then just a few days ago, both the government and the military
were warning all Christians, whether it was a church, a Christian school, or a Christian-run hospital, that you're in the terrorist crosshairs. We advise you to keep a low profile, limit your movement.
The menace of ISIS is growing as it gains allies amidst terror groups in Pakistan. A threat to Christians and Muslims alike, they're actually making the peace brought by Christ's followers desired among the Muslim populace. And here's why FMI-supported partners can't afford to be silenced.
Light shines brightest against a dark sky. When you hold forth the word of light, you're like a shining star in the dark universe.
The gospel changes everything. It's a collision between kingdoms. FMI helps by training and resourcing church planters and evangelists. But it's dangerous work, so would you join us in praying for wisdom and boldness? Meanwhile, ISIS affiliates in Nigeria are trying to take back a mostly Christian town in Adamawa State. An Open Doors USA contact says most of the residents of the town of Gulak have taken to the hills to escape Boko Haram. But your prayers are needed for elderly people who are trapped inside the town. Last year, people faced horrible brutality at the hands of the terrorists. So please, pray with us that Nigeria's army would be able to protect Gulak and its people from Boko Haram's advances. You're listening to Mission Network News. So the European Union is giving Syria's neighbor nations $370 million to help care for the millions of refugees within their borders. It's the EU's biggest response to the Syrian refugee crisis to date. Through local partners, Christian Aid Mission is also meeting the immediate needs of refugees. But their help comes with hope. Christian Aid's Amy Cotton.
It's amazing how open people are when they see that they are cared for, they are genuinely loved, that someone is going out of their way to provide a gift for them. They are so open to hearing the gospel, and they want to know about this Jesus.
The refugee crisis has no quick fix, so no amount of money, big or small, will solve the problem. But $20 is a starting point that carries the potential of eternal change.
For $20, you can provide coats, hats, gloves, shoes to refugees in Syria. And again, it just opens the door to share the gospel.
Look for the Christmas for Refugees story at our website. And a lot of the refugees are kids just looking for a break from the surrounding conflict. And what better way to help out than by giving them a Merry Christmas? Kids Alive Lebanon is looking for help to raise enough for their Special Christmas for Special Children project, which is helping 90 vulnerable and at-risk kids. Their goals are to provide classroom supplies and an exciting field trip, while also spreading the good news. Partner with Kids Alive to make it a memorable Christmas for refugee children. And finally, Christmas came a little bit early this year for Christians in the developing world. 5 shipments of Bibles and Christian books sent by Christian Resources International recently arrived in Kenya, Mozambique, 2 cities in Ghana, and India. CRI's Jason Wolford.
We're excited that we're making a difference, not only in individuals' lives, but pastors, leaders, and the next generations as we are giving these to orphans as well.
This isn't just a one-time deal. The Kenya shipment was the first to CRI's newest distribution center, where shipments are sent monthly, and a missionary will soon begin training pastors.
He's training them regularly. Every month we're training pastors, and then we're sending them out with the gospel and Christian books to seed into that community and outlining areas.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So Christmas is approaching, and for a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home, so you can keep it or give it to a friend. Get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.